Representative Mike Simpson's view on dam removal. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
What do we do for the agricultural group? One of the big issues is getting grain down the river. Right now, it's barged. That's a decreasing amount of grain being barged, about 95 million bushels that get barged down the river. What we do in this bill is give an account of $3.6 billion to the captive shipper issue alone. If that was done next year and invested in treasury bonds, that would be worth about $4.8 billion in 2030 when the first dams would come out. It's $4.8 billion. If you look at that, the trust could pay out $181 million a year for 95 million bushels that go through the four dams on average. That means the producers could receive about $1.91 for each bushel delivered by barge in the Tri-Cities. That's about 2 to 3 times what it actually costs to get there if you were doing it by train. It would be of benefit to them financially, would not cost them more because you're going to take away the barging, obviously, from Lewiston to the Tri-Cities. If they put $1.5 billion of that $3.6 or $4.8 billion into upgrading the corridor from Tri-Cities to Portland, the infrastructure, the grain producers could still get about $1.13 per bushel for what they ship now. We haven't hung that out to dry. In fact, I think it would be very beneficial to them. And that's the biggest issue that we've been trying to address is how do you account for the fact that we ship this grain down the river on barge and how do you make the alternatives? And we can do that.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.